Dove Valley was a little more crowded today with the arrival of the Cowboys, but it gave both teams a chance to measure their skills against different competition.
This is a little bit different here, because normally that third week of practice, you know, it's kind of, you get tired of hitting against each other. And this is a good change up for both teams, where you get a chance to go a little against different schemes and different people, and I thought it was good for both squads.
I mean, when you're going against the same guys, they pick up on your concepts, so they're reading your routes a little bit better. Coming out here, it's new faces and a new defense, and it was going well for our offense today.
I mean, my adrenaline was rushing. I approached today like it was game day. I mean, you try to approach every practice like that, but when you get a chance to go against this type caliber players, you know, it makes you that much faster and that much, motivated.
It was also the return of Broncos former head coach Wade Phillips, who now holds the same title with the Cowboys, and said it was good to be back.
It was a good opportunity for our team to come and work with the Broncos. And we all know they're a class organization. Their players and coaches really do a great job of working together. I think you saw it out there today. It was a lot of clubs have workouts together, and it's a big fight all the time, and neither team gets a whole lot out of it. And I think Mike does such a great job here getting his team to do the right thing.
And for Culler, it was a chance to gauge where the Broncos stand against a team that won 13 games last season.
Oh, that's exactly what it is for us. I mean, we got a young team, a lot of new guys, and I mean, Dallas obviously one of the top three teams in the NFL. So, I mean, it gives us a good measuring stick to see exactly where we're at and how far we need to go.
For more on the Broncos' first practice with the Cowboys, let's look at some of the highlights. Brandon Marshall put his skills up against the artist formerly known as Pac-Man in the morning practice, and Marshall gets behind Jones in a one-on-one drill and snags the deep ball from Jay Cutler. Marshall continued to show up against the competition, catching this one in traffic from Cutler. Let's just say Dwayne Robertson had his way this morning and shows why during this defensive line drill. Tony Shuffler does a good job of getting open in the middle of the field, but an even better job of taking the hit from Cowboy safety Roy Williams. The defense had its moments, specifically the secondary. Both Dominique Foxworth and Dre Bly break up these passes and nearly pick them off. Different team, same story for DJ Williams, who has made it a habit so far of camp of getting in the backfield. This one against Cowboys running back Marion Barber. Wesley Woodyard continues to build off his strong first preseason game. Check out this hit he lays on Alonzo Coleman. And finally, in the afternoon session, Eddie Royal keeps impressing as a receiver and shows the Cowboys what kind of speed he has, getting behind the defense and catching both passes from Cutler. That's going to do it for today, but the Cowboys and Broncos will battle once again tomorrow, and we will be there for full coverage. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.